Hello, welcome to the Thursday, August 7th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Good news for those of you who have lost files to CryptoLocker. If you still have the encrypted files, Fox IT and FireEye partnered to come up with a decryption service. This service works by going to either company's website. I will post the full URL as part of the show notes, and you have to submit them one encrypted file and your email address. And if it all works out, you should receive the decryption key in return. The service is free. They promise not to use your email address for any marketing, just to send you the key or for related communication. They also suggest that whatever encrypted file you send them should not include any personal or confidential information. And yes, we got another set of OpenSSL patches. This time they don't sound terribly critical. Just literally got them about 15 minutes ago, so still going over some of these patches, but most of them are just denial of service attacks. There is one TLS downgrade attack where a man in the middle could force a connection to be downgraded to TLS 1.0, even though both sides would support TLS 1.1 or 1.2. And then there is a buffer overrun in the secure remote password protocol. In order to be vulnerable, you have to explicitly configure SRP, so not sure how many applications would do that by default, and it doesn't, at least in the quick one paragraph advisory, say anything about remote code execution, but I would be a little bit concerned about that particular vulnerability. Right now, I don't see any patches yet from major Linux distributions, which probably will be the first ones to fix this, like Ubuntu and Red Hat. But I wouldn't be surprised if by tomorrow morning, that's a Thursday morning, you would see some of these patches being available for install. So in short, wait for these patched packages to become available and then apply them expeditiously, but no need to panic. And apparently there is an exploit out now for the Symantec endpoint protection privilege escalation flaw that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. That particular flaw has been patched by Symantec about a week ago, so make sure you are patched. However, this again is a privilege escalation flaw, so the attacker already needs to have access to the system, but then can gain admin or system privileges on your Windows system using this particular exploit. As far as the validity of the exploit goes, it does appear genuine, but we heard different reports about whether or not it actually works. May depend on some of the details of the configuration and what exact version of Symantec Endpoint Protection you have installed. In order to patch your systems, you only have to patch the clients in this case. This does not affect any Symantec server software that you may be using. And going back to SSL for a moment, Mozilla outlined its plans to fix some of the certificate revocation issues that we have been seeing in browsers. Right now, there are really two options. One is certificate revocation lists. That's a list of all the revoked certificates for a particular certificate authority. And then there is OCSP, which is a web service that allows you to check a particular certificate. The problem with CRLs is that, first of all, there are many of them, and then browsers only update them periodically. OCSP, on the other hand, while it's a more elegant approach, adds additional latency if it has to be done for each individual SSL request, in particular if OCSP stapling is not in place. What Mozilla is planning now is to consolidate all the different certification or revocation lists in one CRL that, well, Mozilla calls one CRL. So your browser would only have to check this one single CRL. For extended validation certificates, they'll do a little bit of more elaborate checking, but for your regular checks, that will be it. And hopefully with that, Mozilla will be able to faster revoke certificates among its users. And also, this approach doesn't depend on server operators doing anything different, like enabling OCSP stabling. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.